It's another pair to give away, I believe, tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Stand by. We're going to check your news next. Live from Singapore in about 20 minutes, John Decker. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They'll meet in 12 hours. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
President Trump has truly laid out a process here that is fundamentally different than the ones that we've gone through before.
And that includes a first-ever meeting between a U.S. president and a North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Pompeo says the goal, though, is still the same. Fox's John Decker live in Singapore.
Following President Trump's one-on-one meeting with Kim Jong-un, the U.S. delegation at the expanded bilateral meeting will include Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Chief of Staff John Kelly, and National Security Advisor John Bolton. Pompeo, who laid the groundwork for this summit, briefed reporters several hours ago.
We're prepared to take actions that will provide them sufficient certainty that they can be comfortable that denuclearization isn't something that ends badly for them. Indeed, just the opposite.
The White House confirming that President Trump will meet with the media after his historic summit with Kim before departing for the U.S. tomorrow night. Dave?
Well, John, 12 hours ago, the president was tweeting, still focused on the summit over the weekend.
The president writing, fair trade is now to be called fool trade if it is not reciprocal. According to a Canada release, they make almost $100 billion in trade with U.S.
And that's Fox's Griff Jenkins. The president also wrote the U.S. pays close to the entire cost of NATO, protecting many of these same countries that rip us off on trade. Germany's leader called the president disavowing the G7 group statement sobering and a little depressing. There's a police standoff in Orlando, Florida. A man barricaded in a park with four kids after a police officer was shot and needed surgery.
About 12:45 this morning, a woman met officers off-site here at the apartment complex and said her boyfriend had beat her up. So officers went to the apartment to try and arrest that suspect, and that's when there was the exchange of gunfire and the officer was shot.
Dana Jay with Fox 35 TV, and it's now more than 2,000 homes under evacuation orders in southwest Colorado because of a wildfire nearly barely contained. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
The Justice Department is on deadline. The head of the House Intel Committee wants records on what the president calls Spygate, though Democrats reject that there was any spying in the FBI's Trump campaign investigation.
The Republican is demanding that the Justice Department make the records available to all committee members and designated staff. In a letter, Congressman Nunes accused the department of stonewalling and set a Tuesday deadline for the documents to be produced. The move comes after a handful of Republicans and Democrats reviewed the records. House Oversight Committee Republican Chair Trey Gowdy saw them. He said he believes the FBI did the right thing in this investigation into Russian election meddling. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Another anti-Trump rant at an award show. This time the Tonys last night from a familiar critic.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
That's actor Robert De Niro on CBS.
It's no longer down with Trump. It's Trump.
De Niro has said in the past he wanted to punch the president. As for the awards, Fox's Jane Metzler was there.
The musical the bands visit winning the most Tonys, 10, including Best Musical. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child won for Best Original Play and 5 other Tonys. Angels in America Best Play Revival, Once on This Island, Best Musical Revival. Other big winners last night, performers who weren't even nominated.
525,600 men.
Those students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, where 17 died during a mass shooting on Valentine's Day. Their drama teacher, Melody Hertzfeld, received a special Tony. She saved 65 students by barricading them in a closet.
Thank God. Thank God. For me personally, on a personal level, it's kind of been like I died.
At the movies, Ocean's 8 topped the weekend box office. Solo fell to second. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A lot of cleaning up to do after storms that tore through our area yesterday. WCIA says there were reports of trees falling on cars in Urbana and Danville. Some spots saw over 5 inches of rain. The hardest hit areas around here are the Copper Ridge and Ironwood areas. The National Weather Service will be checking out whether a tornado was to blame. A home lost its roof. At one point, around 8,000 people were without power. 60 cases of salmonella have been reported across 5 states, including Illinois, because of pre-cut melons. That includes melons and fruit salads. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been looking into it. Make sure you wash whole melons before you start cutting them, just to be safe. Lane closures in Champaign County to be aware of. Southwood Drive will have lane closures between Duncan Road and Stratford Court. The lane closures are from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
At AutoZone, helping to get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
We've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, a little overcast this morning as we start. Today's high, 81, down to 67 this evening. We've got afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow. High, 87, low, 67. Morning showers in the forecast Wednesday. High, 87, low, 63. We're at 70 now. ESPN 93.5.
All right, 808. A lot of damage around the area. Again, my mom had a flaming branch, like you see in a movie.
Wow.
Lightning hit the front tree in our front house and knocked down the wires, but she said it was on fire. It just burned through the wires. It was just very unusual, but really straight line winds at the Decker Farm at 73 miles an hour.
Wow.
So that's a tropical storm or something.
Uh-huh.
Ironwood, Rolling Acres, I think Copper Ridge. Some damage in the west side of town, and whether it was a tornado or straight line winds, whatever it was harsh. And we were coming back from the pageant from Marion, Illinois, and I saw the radar, and I go, man, there's a lot of red there.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Chalmers, Philo Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department, kept me informed of Mom, and she's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I was unaware.
Champaign Pike, DeWitt County, from 2:15 to 3 o'clock. Under a tornado warning.
Man.
We had
our
to take cover.
Stuff, yep. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, CMI, online at cmiclean.com, 359-6262. Need laundry services for your business? CMI can help. Most importantly, CMI getting great results for their clients. Are you discovering a lot of linen or discarding a lot of linen because of staining issues? Is your linen rough, not soft? CMI can work with you on controlling your costs by using state-of-the-art dispensing system. They also offer monthly service reports checking the pH of the linens, the dispensers, and they'll make sure you have minimum rewashing. Save money and shop local with Betsy and Brad Parks, their team at CMI, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com. Our buddy Bobby Albert, how are you, my friend?
Well, good morning for this wonderful Monday.
Business strategist, workplace culture expert. Most companies offering promotions without the raises. And workers are accepting? Really?
Well, you know, there was a survey done that asked the question, would you be willing to accept a promotion from your company that didn't include a raise? And what's amazing is 64% of the people said they would. Now, you know, we're very fortunate to live in this great country called America, and businesses are faced with a severe problem of labor shortage. Just recently, it was reported that the number of job openings are far greater than the number of people that are even unemployed. And what is great about our country is that businesses have the freedom to come up with solutions to retain their best employees, and this is one way they have chosen to do it. Now, this survey doesn't address about, you know, the reason why raises are not given is it could be like budget limits, or maybe employees are already paid above market rates. But if I may offer a few tips to those that are listening this morning, when they are being offered a promotion without a raise. First of all, to say to your employer, thank you for this opportunity. And then go into what I call AQL, ask questions and listen, and ask questions like, could you share more details about the role and responsibilities and the expectations that come along with this promotion? And weigh the pros and cons against your personal and professional goals, and ask, will there be a follow-up review of my compensation in 3 to 6 months? And are there other incentives that come along with this promotion, like a greater flexible work schedule, extra vacation time, a bigger bonus, professional development opportunities, and in some cases, maybe stock options. But after you weigh all of these matters, is to, if you choose to decide to decline, is to decline with grace and do it respectfully, and to explain why you have chosen to not do that.
Gotcha. Well, all right. Good tips there, Bobby. How do people find you?
Well, thank you for asking. Simply go to my website, BobbyAlbert.com, and I've written a book called Principal Profits. Outward success is an inside job.
Yeah, good stuff, Bobby. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you.
Bobby Albert, down in Texas, ESPN 93.5.
I like that. Ask questions and listen.
Yes.
AQL.
Yeah.
And not just say, oh, good, I'm excited about the promotion and take it. I always say, let me go over this with my family.
Yeah, right.
Like
no, you
too.
Should. You should definitely talk with your family about all the details. Mm-hmm. RadioRefunds.com. We've got some gift cards on there for smoked and fired food trucks, $20 for 10. We also have gift certificates from City Girl Yogurt at Five Points Urbana, $30 for 18. Take a family out, you'll easily spend $30 on yogurt these days.
What a popular spot in Paxton, Harvest Ale House and Humble Hog. Say hi to Ben Grice and my friend Scott over at Old Orchard. That's a popular destination, too, especially with the lanes and links and terrific pizza.
We've had a lot of $50 gift cards from Old Orchard go off the rack. There's still some left, but not a lot. And ESPN 93.5 and Welch's Fruit Snacks, partnering with Pro Camps Worldwide. Give your child grade 1 through 8 a chance to win their way into the Noah Syndergaard Pro Camp July 19.
To be on the field with all-star second baseman Javier Baez from the Chicago Cubs. Get in on this at ESPNCU.com.
All right, check your sports coming up.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is inviting you to shop new arrivals of Libertyville apparel and Nike apparel. Visit GameDaySpirit.com and find new Nike t-shirts, polos, and tank tops, as well as Libertyville hats to beat the summer heat while looking great. Have time to stop in their stores? Game Day is located on campus at the corner of 6th and Green Street. Street with parking available at the parking deck on Healy, as well as in Champaign on the corner of Neal and Kirby, conveniently located near the State Farm Center and Memorial Stadium. Get excited for all things Illini this summer and follow Game Day Spirit on Facebook and Twitter. Go Illini!
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
All right, check your sports headlines, ESPN 93.5.
Well, let's start with some Illini news. I know Josh Whitman has an announcement later today, and we're covering that here on ESPN 93.5. Urban practice facility upgrades is what we're anticipating him talking about. And speaking of basketball, USA Basketball men's U18 national team is in the fight with the Illini Io DeSumo on the court with the team, and they had their first win as they try to have their quest for their fifth straight gold medal. 105-73 winners, Team USA over the Dominican Republic yesterday. This tournament in Canada, they'll play Panama tonight. All right, on to baseball. We had the Reds over the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 yesterday. They'll host a game starting at 7:15 tonight against San Diego. As we say, go Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5. Pittsburgh over the Cubs 7-1 yesterday. They've got a series starting up against the Milwaukee Brewers. Junior Guerra on the mound against the Cubs' Jose Quintana. 7-10 start on U.S. 105.9. Chicago White Sox over the Red Sox 5-2 yesterday. They've got a series starting up on Chicago's south side as they host Cleveland at 7:10 tonight. Justify with that triple clown was certainly trending, and I guess the two-year-old is out to pasture now.
Oh boy, 60 million stud fee or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Man.
Not a bad kid.
Wow.
But a lot of hard work from the trainer, Bob Barrett. We had French Open Rafael Nadal as a record winner in the singles with his fourth straight title. We have NASCAR winner Cliff Boyer. Congratulations to him. And Dustin Johnson in golf. Steve Stricker was in the hunt also Sunday, tied for 18th, so he gets some prize money. Mike Small gets some prize money, and so does Nick Hardy with his first pro tournament, tied for 33rd at 7-under. That's pretty much sports at this hour. I know we have your Mile at the Pines event coming up Sunday, July 22nd. Some great new sponsors here at the Pines jumping on board in the old Milo's location is Casa Del Mar. Also, Subway offering some prizes, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, and, of course, the Atkins Group that manages this property. Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul with Mike Lindemann. You can get your forms there if you'd like to get yourself registered. It's $20, and you're helping out the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. Carl is involved, Busey, Lumen Events, Country Arbors Nursery, and Reynolds Towing. And, of course, the Christie Clinic team at Illinois Marathon, mileatthepines.com if you'd like to hop on board. Anna Shawpaw with State Farm Insurance, also helping out, 239-4282 for a quote today.
Okay, thank you as I catch up on text.
I see that.
Man.
Lots of congratulations. Grace, by the way, Miss Illinois, in case you missed the news.
Front page of the News Gazette, go buy 10 copies.
Uh-huh.
And give them to your friends, but it's just the...
Her astonished look. I'm thinking to myself, how can you be astonished? We knew you were going to get it, right?
No, she did not.
And
she,
of course.
She, you know, went in there with the best of hope and prayer and attention and all those things, but she'd never know. We've been to a lot of pageants, you never know.
Big hugs, happy tears. Centennial graduate shines from within as she takes the crown.
I'm not sure. Centennial grad, we've had an Urbana grad named Erica Harrell.
Exactly.
So glad Erica was there.
Who was the MC?
MC, and got to actually announce her name. She was very excited. And Erica Harrell is just, I can't say what a quality person she is. She's just amazing. She's going to be our next Attorney General, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go with weather.
All right, up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s. Chance of showers at 40% today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We're currently at 71 ESPN 93.5.
All right, go check your Fox Business Minute, ESPN 93.5, live to Singapore, John Decker. Stand by. The meeting coming up later today. It'll be tomorrow, Singapore time. Well, later today, our time, as Singapore is, I don't know, 14 hours ahead or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk with John Decker live from Singapore next, ESPN 93.5 at 8:20.
Fox Business Network. There's merger news. Workday is getting bigger. The online human resources company is buying Adaptive Insights, a cloud-based business services company, for $1.6 billion. Today is the first day without net neutrality. The Federal Communications Commission repealed the rule that prohibited companies from slowing down or speeding up access to websites. Comcast, Verizon, AT&T, and other internet service providers are now permitted to slow down traffic on their networks or even block access to entire websites. International House of Pancakes has changed its name to International House of Burgers. It's temporary to introduce a line of ultimate steak burgers. The P in its name is being flipped to a B for the time being. The Dow was up 75 on Friday. NASDAQ added 10. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
You have done it. You are here.
You went to the University of Illinois.
I did.
What led you to the U of I team on the police side of things?
Well, I was interested in law enforcement when I was in high school, and then I, you know, made contact with my local police, did a couple of ride-alongs of that sort, and when I came here, I knew they didn't have criminal justice, but I still wanted to be a student here, come to U of I. So I reached out to the local police, and that's how it all started. So
it started with a ride-along.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Actually, he's in Singapore following the big summit in Singapore. John Decker, Fox News. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Stevie? How are you doing today? Great to speak with you from Singapore.
Rafael won. That's big news.
Uh-huh.
I know it.
Yep, that's your guy,
big
Rafael Nadal. Okay, so
it is.
The summit is in just a few hours, but
right.
What the heck time is it in Singapore? Is it midnight?
Yeah, so it's 9:23 p.m. right now in Singapore, and of course in 12 hours is when the president will be meeting with Kim Jong-un at this historic summit. So we got a briefing a few hours ago from the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo. He gave us a readout in terms of what the U.S. expects, what the U.S.'s goals are for this summit. And the goals, look, the U.S. hasn't made any secret of it. The goal is the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and for that, North Korea will get some security guarantees. But we don't know what the North Koreans want out of this. They've really played things close to the vest, and I think that's going to be the interesting thing that we'll learn from this historic summit that happens in about 12 hours from now.
Well, okay, best case, worst case, as you see it as a reporter.
Best case. Best case is easy. Best case is the president gets everything he wants. He gets not only the commitment for North Korea to denuclearize, but also a commitment for verification of that plan to denuclearize his country. Worst case scenario, I think the worst case scenario is it doesn't go well. The president just walks away and says, this is not going well. We're not seeing eye to eye. And as a result, summit's over, and we're back to where we were 6 months ago, perhaps, with that harsh rhetoric being leveled by both sides against each other and the tough economic sanctions continuing to be imposed upon North Korea. So that's sort of best-case, worst-case scenario.
I don't think he walks away simply because so much groundwork and agreement has already been made. It's been laid out there. If there had been any hesitation, I don't think he'd have gone, would he?
I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, I can't get inside Kim Jong-un's head. I don't know what's up in there. I don't know why he all of a sudden decided to agree with the person who's been calling him Rocket Man,
yeah.
You know, for months and months and months. So, you know, to a certain extent, you know, the president, I think, has won a small victory in the sense that here they are meeting 12 hours from now in Singapore after the president had that harsh rhetoric and talked about raining fire and fury down on North Korea. That was last August.
Yeah.
And they're going to meet face-to-face tomorrow. That's pretty remarkable in and of itself.
And it can't be a one-and-done. This is going to take time, right? This is a process. It was a process with Gorbachev and Reagan.
It is a process, and you're absolutely right. I don't think that one meeting will take care of all of the issues. This is a process, and you have to have that one meeting before you can have a second meeting. And I think, you know, there's every possibility that if things go well, maybe Kim Jong-un will extend his stay, the president will extend his stay, and perhaps we're here an extra day in Singapore. That's sort of what is the possibility for what comes next. But I think you're absolutely right. You hit it right on the head. It's unlikely that everything will be resolved over the course of a 2-3 hour meeting.
And I would think Kim Jong-un will want money and security, and the rest are going to be a whole bunch of details. But if they can denuclearize, it'll make Japan and the entire Pacific Rim feel better about life, and including the United States if he has anything that can reach us. So, hey, man, it's great to be talking, and I'm glad they're talking, and we'll see what happens. I'll try and get hold of you tomorrow if you're available, and we'll get what happens.
Yeah, let's
happens
do it tomorrow.
Yeah, and plus I get to play the theme 2 days in a row, which is real exciting.
Oh, yeah. Hey, John, did you
awesome,
hear
Stevie.
That Stevie J's daughter, Grace, made Miss Illinois?
Yeah, I told him off the air.
That is so impressive. I'm so happy for Gracie, and that's awesome. So do they still have that pageant in Atlantic City?
Yep. I'll be out there September 9th. Our whole family will be there, Atlantic City, September 9th. It'll be on ABC.
Uh-huh.
So it'll
that's awesome. I'm going to tell you something. I have been asked, and I had to decline because it takes me out of my pocket for a week. I have been asked to be a judge for the preliminary competition at the Miss America pageant.
Wow.
But I had to decline.
Wow.
So if I was there, you know, I'd give Gracie like all 10.
That would tell you the gravitas.
I'd rig the contest.
That's the gravitas you have, Mr. Decker.
Exactly.
Very impressive. But listen, I appreciate you being on from Singapore. I'll call tomorrow.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Stevie.
Thank you, buddy. John Decker, live from Singapore.
Wow.
That tells you if you're asked to do a preliminary, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And again, Gretchen Carlson, Fox News,
right,
is in charge of it now. So it would make sense there'll be a Fox person there.
Sure.
But they don't get a real varied panel, as they should.
And she's the one that made the call saying no swimsuit this year.
And she did. Now they don't exactly know the details of everything with that.
Mm-hmm.
So the announcement was made, but guidance has not come.
Right.
So they're not sure what to do.
They're not sure on the fitness side of things.
There have been a pushback for evening gown. So maybe evening gown stays, and I don't see a thing wrong with evening gown. I think that's great. But swimsuit, fine.
Right.
Grace did a great job with the lifestyle and fitness, as they say.
Yes.
And I do think a woman should be in shape. There's nothing wrong with that, but how do you determine it?
Right.
That's the key. Now, the teens, when they come out in Lifestyle and Fitness, they're in their exercise gear and have to do jumping jacks and push-ups.
Okay.
So you can tell a good push-up. And there were probably four of the teens that were like, wow. And the rest were, come on, you can do it. Or two push-ups. It's not that darned easy.
Okay.
Anyway, but that would indicate a little shape.
Right.
And I think they should have shape. And I think that they should certainly be physically fit. But how you determine it, without the swimsuit, I'm fine with that. A little too gawky for me.
Uh-huh.
And certainly I know firsthand what it takes to get your body ready for that. 20 seconds, but it was, I'm happy. And Grace is happy about that, too.
Okay.
8:30.
Hi, I'm Max with MX Electric. I wanted to take a moment to tell you about my company. I'm a proud veteran, and I've been an electrician for over 23 years, serving the community for over 15. No matter the size of your electrical project, we want to be the company you turn to. Please call or text Nikita today at 217-359-7293 or visit us at mxelectric.net to schedule your appointment today. And always remember,
relax, call back, 217-359-7293.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. In 12 hours, if the schedule holds, President Trump will be in the middle of his meeting with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the goal has not changed.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Pompeo said without such an agreement, North Korea will face more crippling economic sanctions.
Fox's John Decker in Singapore. The White House says in a statement, talks leading up to this one-on-one meeting have gone more quickly than expected. Net neutrality rules for the Internet expire today.
Providers will be able to speed up, slow down, or even block access to certain online content as long as they publicly disclose that they do so. If those broadband providers are found to violate those guidelines, the Federal Trade Commission would be able to take action against them.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Storms left major property damage across Champaign County yesterday, FoxIllinois.com says. In the Copper Ridge community, strong winds destroyed roofs and tore apart backyards. Several power lines were down, leaving thousands without power. No injuries were reported. Lane closures in Champaign County to be aware of. Southwood Drive will have lane closures between Duncan Road and Stratford Court. The lane closures are from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. Kia has announced it is recalling more than a half million vehicles in the United States because of a problem with faulty airbags. Those include the 2010 to 2013 Kia Fortes, 2011 to 2013 Kia Optimas, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima Hybrid and Sedona vehicles. Kia says it does not yet have a fix for the airbag problem. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign.
Here's our Mile at the Pines Minute, brought to you by Anna Shopoff from State Farm Insurance. Call for a quote at 239-4282 or visit her office at the Pines in Urbana. Co-directors Jan Seeley and Mike Lindemann here. Do I have time to train?
There's plenty of time to get trained for the exciting mile event. Don't miss Mile at the Pines along Philo Road on Sunday, July 22nd. Race starting at 6 p.m.
And Jan, this race is for people of all ages, right?
That's right. The exciting mile format will feature nine different mile races for runners.
runners of all ages and ability.
It's great to see so many of the local businesses supporting our Mile at the Pines event.
Yeah, we're really blessed that way. CU Schools Foundation, first of all, is going to receive all the proceeds, and the race is being sponsored by Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul Sports, Buffon Salon, UC, Carl, Casa Del Mar, Christie Clinic, Country Arbors Nursery, Lumen Events, Meyer, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Riggs Beer Company, Reynolds Towing, Stevie J Broadcasting, Subway, and the Atkins Group.
That's your Mile at the Pines Minute. If you need more information, it's mileatthepines.com.
At CVS Pharmacy at Target, we put a little extra heart into everything we do, like actively looking to save you money. Generics, 90-day refills, even rewards. Get a $5 Target coupon for every 10 prescriptions. On your next Target run, stop by CVS Pharmacy. We're the place with the big heart. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other restrictions apply. See cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. CVS Pharmacy at Target. Health is everything.
Okay, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast, National Weather Service.
Kind of overcast this morning for us. Clouds at a high 81 expected today. Chance of precipitation now at 30%. 67 our low tonight. Up to 87 with the clouds and a 20% shot at showers, down to around 69 in the evening, 40% shot at morning showers on Thursday with a high 87, low 63. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, I'm trying to reach Miss Illinois.
I see.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, it's like,
take a number, Stevie.
Have your people call my people.
Exactly.
Wait a minute. And my daughter.
Well, and someone texted in, how did Grace, a graduate from Centennial, if you guys live in Philo? Well, you're from Philo.
I am from Philo.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in Champaign.
Right.
But Philo remains the center of the universe. What can I say? It says on the water tower.
Whatever.
Kelowna's a suburb.
But,
and it's a good suburb.
Yeah,
it's a good
sure.
one. It's a good one.
We're all in hashtag Rocket Nation as Unity grads, so
yeah.
It's all good. But I know that your family actually had a kind of a contribution to that center of the universe phrase, right?
Well, yeah, and it was on a... just hearing from Miss Illinois.
Okay,
here.
Sorry, you're distracted.
How do you...
What can I talk about?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just clearing that it's okay.
Okay.
And they have press people.
Okay.
And, you know, Ashley Hatfield, the director, pretty much said since Grace has kind of been a regular on the
right.
show, that anytime she's available, it's okay to be on with me.
Right.
But then we have our friends at WDWS and, you know, Mix 94.5. There's going to be a lot of people.
They acknowledged Josh, the win today. I was so happy to hear that.
Josh, the prize guy on Q96, they all
right.
want to talk to her. So I'm going to, you know, just say, hey, can they, is it okay with you? I can help coordinate time since I'm here. But I'm totally under, you know, want to help, and I'm not running anything. I'm going through the channels because that's what you need to do. They have it set up. You want to respect that, and I do. So I don't want to do anything that overbearing dads might do. I don't want to, I don't want to do that. I do not want to be one of those. Okay, so... Yeah, there's this clip, and I'll be darned if I know how to get to it, of her being crowned.
Right.
And it's on my phone.
Well, and I'll bet if you take a break that we can...
Well, it's just right there. So if I send that to my email, I'm going to do that
okay.
here.
Okay.
Because it'd be so cool to have the announcement and then have Grace on right after it as we produce live on the air. So I'm going to send that to my email... and see if this works so I can play it off the computer here. Yeah, not so. Real good technically. Still working
okay.
at those things.
And again, it's great to see her picture.
The front page of the News Gazette today.
Right.
Yep.
And talking about a Centennial graduate shines from within. And you mentioned the 9 minutes that you get in front of the judges and how you really have to connect with them in order to have that kind of advantage over the other.
You just have
contestant.
To they just have to know your heart in 9 minutes. And how do you do that?
It
be yourself and hopefully that's what they're looking for.
Right.
So it's let me do this I'll do a break here.
Okay.
Come back and see if all this works, and I'll try and call Miss Illinois.
Sounds good.
Can't believe I'm saying that. So cool. 838.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Hi, I'm Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Arthur Benson said, very often a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. What does that mean? Often we think the grass is greener on the other side, but when we get to the other side, we discover that we are still as unhappy and as dissatisfied as we were before. At times, our complaints are legitimate, but we all know many circumstances where the problem is the person's attitude, not the problem itself. So really, a change of self is needed more than a change of scene. Changing our attitude will change many of our problems. But changing behavior is hard. There's a way to inspire you and help give you skills for success. Two excellent leadership events are scheduled: the Global Leadership Summit in August and John Maxwell's Live to Lead in November. I'm offering you the chance to attend both for the price of one, an excellent opportunity for personal growth. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Pat Benatar, Neil Girardo are coming to the Virginia Theater on Friday, June 15th. You could win tickets in the morning show on ESPN 93.5 from Stevie J and I. Make sure you tap into our phone line at 359-2255 and get ready to win. Tickets are on sale now at thevirginia.org with Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. A very intimate acoustic evening. Win from the Champaign Park District, the Virginia Theater, and ESPN 93.5.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and, of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
Sausages.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use mobile meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the mobile meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the mobile meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Create lasting memories with a vacation or family reunion t-shirt with Weiss Camp in downtown Champaign. Are you planning a one-color t-shirt design because you want to save money? Take advantage of Weiss Camp's special and add a second color to one location at no extra charge. Or if you're planning for a one-location design, add a one-color second location at no extra charge. Minimum of 5 shirts required. Limited to screen printing only. Offer valid for any type of garment style or brand. Weiss Camp Screen Printing. Find them online at weisskamp.com. That's WEISKAMP.com.
Now, a lot of people want me to stop with these annoying commercials. I'll make a deal with you. I'll stop with the annoying commercials if you stop with the horrible snoring. Listen, people, don't blame me for your problems, all right? You see the hypocrisy? You're sitting there in a car. You have the luxury of turning down the dial. What about the person sleeping next to you? They can't turn down your mouth or your horrible snoring noise. Go to Zyppa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. Get this fixed.
There she is, Miss
Illinois
America. There she is, your ideal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to welcome
Dream
for the very first time, your Miss Illinois 2018 is my daughter Gracie, Grace Kachaturian. How are you? My gosh, Grace.
Oh my goodness, thank you.
You're everywhere. Front page of the News Gazette, front page of the Belleville Democrat. All the stations are talking about you. Everybody wants to talk to you. What happened Saturday night?
I know, that's how I feel. What happened?
I said, you know, one minute you're standing on stage, the next minute you're getting in a very large limousine with police escort.
I know. It was instant. Just, what is going on? That's for me. Like, everywhere I'm looking and people I'm talking to, it's just like, it's just me. But, wow, it's been a whirlwind, a complete whirlwind, but a dream. And I hope no one pinches me because it is literally a dream. And I'm so honored. So humbled and so excited.
Yeah, and Erica Herold got to announce it. And
oh my gosh.
We've been friends with the Herolds for a long time, since Erica won Miss Illinois and then Miss America.
And to think, you know, you interviewed Abby Foster like this last year.
Grace was setting that interview up, and you had to go through her people to have her on.
Right.
And now we had to go through your people to have you on.
It's my people.
Now, so tell me what you want to do with this title and what's ahead over the next few months.
Mm-hmm. So a huge discussion that took place yesterday was what we want this year to look like. And my priority for this year is helping people recognize the voice that they have to make a difference, because I think we have devalued that. And no matter your age, no matter who you are, I think we have constantly kind of had a condescending voice upon ourselves of believing that we don't really actually have the power to make a difference, but every single one of us has a skill, a talent, something they enjoy doing, a hobby, whatever it is, and they can use that to not only empower themselves to make a difference, but empower the people around them. So that's my message throughout the year, is to recognize the power people have within themselves. And so I hope to do that, as well as right now, my focus right now is preparing for Miss America, which is crazy, in Atlantic City this September.
Wow. And I guess that's just getting everything exactly how you want it, to understand what's coming, what's ahead.
Understanding what's coming.
I was very inspired by the work you put in and how hard you worked. Why did tell people about the girl on the dock and your why?
Mm-hmm. So last summer, I had the opportunity to serve at a Young Life camp in British Columbia, Canada, on a tiny little dock as a sailing and kayak instructor. And every week we had a new group of campers come in. They were high schoolers. And one week I had this freshman girl coming to the dock every single day at the same time, and she'd sit there for hours, and she was sitting in the corner of the dock all by herself. And usually people came in groups, and she would sit by herself. And so I decided I just would go get to know her, see what was going on, get to know her story, why she was sitting alone. And that turned out to be one of the biggest, most defining moments of my entire life that entire week, because when I would have those conversations with her sitting on the corner of the dock, she would tell me how little she believed in herself and how she felt like she didn't contribute to this world. And I don't think she's alone in the way that she sees herself. I think that's a huge common thought process that is just not spoken about. And so my why is this young lady, that I could go and sit next to every person that sits on the corner and doesn't believe that they have a voice, and to remind them of the voice they have and how powerful they really are and how special and valued they are. And that is my why. So I'm excited to see what that looks like this year. I don't know if I'll be able to, I hope to be able to go and sit next to every person sitting in the corner, whether or not that looks like speaking to large audiences or one person at a time. I'm willing to do what it takes to empower each person's voice.
Tears in my eyes again.
Yeah,
man. I mean,
Grace, let's talk about your faith-based foundation. Are you able to be a mouthpiece for Christians, or do you have to kind of tamper that down in order to be more politically correct, so to speak?
Right. Well, I would say a lot of who I am is on the basis of my faith, but I have always said speak the truth in love. So whether or not the words in my mouth are speaking of scripture and speaking of who Jesus is, that I think is almost not the point. I think if I can display that with the way that I love people and listen and can go to each person sitting in the corner and can speak to large groups of people, whether or not I'm speaking about that, the way that I live and the way that I speak and the way that I treat people, I hope that to be evident just by the way that I live, whether or not I'm speaking about it directly. But I'll always make sure that the setting is appropriate, but when it is appropriate, I will utilize the opportunity. But when not, I'll make sure that I'm just loving people exactly as they are, where they are, just because of who being believing in Jesus makes me to be.
Yeah.
The perfect answer. Now I've got tears
There we go. Just all crying here. Because you are about love. And I think there's so many of the young ladies that mentioned to me on Sunday after the crowning about you leading them in prayer before the finals. And I don't know what you prayed for, but I presume it was peace and just calm and just to perform your best, everybody. Right. And you know what? You do love people and you have loved people. And that's kind of who you are. And the judges saw that.
Well, my focus throughout the week, I had a couple things that I wanted to really just hone in on because it's easy to get overly consumed throughout a week like that. You become in this pageant bubble, and I wanted to make sure that I had an outward focus. And so my goal throughout the week from the beginning was to bring heaven closer was my number one priority, whatever that could look like, whether that just meant sitting with someone and just not even saying anything, but just sitting next to someone or praying over someone or just encouraging someone or saying, you know, you did so good or whatever that looks like. I think that doesn't have to just be in a pageant bubble or 1 week, but we can kind of live our life like that. And I hope to do that throughout this year.
Well, you're just an amazing young woman, Grace. And I got to tell you, last week I was very weepy. And I've never quite been like that. I really haven't. I'm not really weepy, but I was. And I think I thought that I knew you had a really good chance. And I was excited, but I knew I had to share you. And so I'm, you know, won't see as much. And that's, but I want people to know you. That's the whole thing is that they need to know Grace Khachaturian. And I think that you're going to touch a lot of lives, and it's awesome. And it's time for you to do some of that. And I'm as a dad, I'm just so thankful and appreciative of you.
Thank you. It is an honor. It is a whirlwind, though. I haven't been home, and I don't know when I will get to go home. But no. I'm okay with that, too, because it's only a year. And this is the time that I get to use this little sparkly voice and go use it as a microphone to empower others. So I'm excited. I'm honored. But I know your perspective. I'm excited for the day that I'll get to come home, whenever that will be.
Well, we're excited about the whole thing. And Mama, of course, is, you know, worked so hard in your talent gown.
Oh, my gosh.
And
just
all those beads that you sewed on. And we're excited we get to keep it and do You Raised Me Up at Miss America, which I think people are going to just love it. It's just going to be.
Yes, I'm so excited about that. And it was such an honor receiving. So the Miss America organization just rewards young women for growing up and practicing endlessly, and I had the opportunity to win overall talent at Miss Illinois, and because of that costume and because of Art in Motion Dance Studio and Trisha Chimble and the endless hours that were spent in a studio perfecting the details that ended in this huge piece. So it's a huge thanks to so many people that made that happen.
Well, off you go. Miss America coming up September 9th. It'll be here quicker than you. We all realize it.
And
so we have to get our delegation together and a send-off party. We're going to have a big, big send-off party for you. But the whole community, Gracie, is so excited for you. The whole state is so excited for you. And and I'm excited for people to really get to know who you are because you're such an outstanding outstanding daughter and young woman. So we're excited for it. And thank you for being
Thank
on the show.
That's right.
And by the way, John Decker, live from Singapore, was very excited for you. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, he was in my interview.
Yeah, I know. Well, he said, I told him that, and he said, well, that's a first. So, well, all right.
Maybe not the last.
Listen, I love you and proud of you, and go get him. We'll be in touch, but way to go. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Miss Illinois.
Love you. Bye-bye. Love you too.
My daughter, Grace Khachaturian, Miss Illinois 2018, ESPN 93.5. Yeah. Like that. All right. But that's, you know, we were in church a week ago yesterday, and I found myself tearing up. And yes. I'm going, what's wrong with me? And I said, you know, in a week, she's not going to be sitting next to me because she's going to be out there.
Right.
And I think that's why I got a little weepy.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the preliminaries, I cried. I've never cried for her talent, but I knew. I said, that's it. She can't do better than that. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So many parents feel that way, yeah. Stevie. I'm so glad you expressed that sentiment. Well, I know for me and Gabby, and when she went to the Illinois National Guard training in the Army, I had that moment where I just
so proud
sat
of her.
In the well, car, and yeah. you're proud, but you're sharing your kid
yeah.
with so many others.
Okay, so there you go. We shall be back tomorrow
right.
and do this again.
Enjoy the day.
And I'm playing that interview again tomorrow.
Okay.
So I got Miss Illinois on
exactly.
tape. We're going to run it again.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
ESPN 93.5, the Jeremy Warner Show, is coming up next. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP conventional or high mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone.
Every month we spotlight somebody in law enforcement because they do such an amazing job for us. They're the difference between chaos and calm. And I'm very happy to have from the University of Illinois Police Department, Elma Halpin, as our law enforcement official of the month. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You have done it. You are here.
You went to the University of Illinois.
I did.
What led you to the U of I team on the police side of things?
Well, I was interested in law enforcement when I was in high school, and then I, you know, made contact with my local police, did a couple ride-alongs of that sort, and when I came here, I knew they didn't have criminal justice, but I still wanted to be a student here, come to U of I. So I reached out to the local police, and that's how it all started. So
it started with a ride-along.
Yeah.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of tanks in the world. There's the German Leopold and the M1 Abrams, but the most common and widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call out the National Guard if you come up on one of these babies. They can't help. Instead, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer at 337-5996. Having a war with your restaurant grease traps? Gulliford provides grease trap cleanings, along with sewer line cleaning, camera inspections, and jetting service. Visit them at GullifordServices.com or call 337-5996. The next time you're facing a septic or sewer line battle. You've heard the horror stories.
After a week on the job, it's trashed and dirty.
Most just assume they aren't clean. Well, ours are. For your next event, wedding, backyard gathering, festival, race, or job site, book a clean, affordable Illinois portable toilet. Offering a large variety of styles and colors from the basic portable restroom to flush-style units and even luxury mobile restrooms with AC and sinks with running water so you can potty in luxury. Make it clean and comfortable with Illinois portable toilets. Call 239-JOHN. That's 239-5646.
Now, a lot of people want me to stop with these annoying commercials. I'll make a deal with you. I'll stop with the annoying commercials if you stop with the horrible snoring. Listen, people, don't blame me for your problems, all right? You see the hypocrisy? You're sitting there in a car. You have the luxury of turning down the dial. What about the person sleeping next to you? They can't turn down your mouth or your horrible snoring noise. Go to Zyppa.com. That's ZYPPAH.com. get this fixed.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewwash in Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
It's all about the best beef, the best pork, and of course,
the sausages
at the U of I Meat Sales Room. If Coach Ditka lived in CU, I'm sure he'd buy his meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room. The beef is great, the pork is great, but
the sausages
are delicious. Smoked sausage, Italian sausage, Polish sausage, and even brats. It's all fresh, locally produced, and locally grown. Visit the U of I Meat Sales Room near the corner of Lincoln and Florida in Urbana.
The sausages.
Need new tires? How would you like to save $250 on a set of four select Goodyear tires? Right now at CarX Tire and Auto, get up to $250 in savings when you purchase a set of four Goodyear tires by using the CarX Drive Card credit card. Your CarX man has the right tires for your vehicle at any of his 12 Central Illinois locations. And now